Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking, and we're talking to Joe Dowd. He's the editor of the Long Island Business News. It's a publication that's been around for a long time, but you've been in the job about, what, a year now?
It's just under, actually. It started in January.
You started in January?
Yes.
Okay. And when you were hired to take the helm, or as the editor, that is, was there something that you was given as marching orders, or were you kind of let to develop?
My marching orders simply take charge. My publisher, Scott Schoen, is a terrific leader and publisher who sees the value of having an independent news department, independent of advertising, independent of everything else. His marching orders were this church and state, and I'm to run the part of it that's the news. Yeah. And from there, I kind of took that ball and ran with it. What I found was a incredibly talented staff that had been kind of get boring.
I got to tell you a little story that I thought was kind of humorous. When Paul Townsend was very ill and he had suffered a stroke, and it got to the point where we couldn't leave the house, and I would go to the house and visit him, you know. And we were talking about the newspaper after he had given up the reins, you know. And Terry, his wife, said, the newspaper's actually gotten better. So I looked at Paul as if to say, are you on this? And he goes, yeah, it's gotten better. So it's interesting that somebody who ran this thing, created it basically, and because it was only a little tiny paper when he bought it, and now he was leaving it go, and he was happy to see it better. You know, sometimes people can get really uptight about that and say, grudgingly, it's better. Or they'll say, it's not better, and it actually is, you mm-hmm. know. When I took over Limba, it was the same thing. He would never expected me to pull it off. And in fact, he says, I'll never come back here again, you know. And I says, well, give it a shot. And then he started reading things that I was writing and what kind of guests I had, and getting reports back, and then he came back to the meetings and until he got sick enough that he couldn't mm-hmm. do that anymore. But I think it's very commendable that when you leave a job, that you leave it with the idea that somebody can do it even better.
Yes, and it's a great compliment coming from a man of his credentials that he would say that. I think that the great thing about my job is that I get to see it through fresh eyes. I've spent my life largely as a news editor. Breaking news editor has been my specialty, as well as some expertise with the fire departments and putting out emergency coverage. So in business, it's a little bit different. Not a lot of emergencies. But then again, every once in a while, there is one. That's what I think's made it so fascinating to see my reporters, people like Claude Solnick, people like Dave Winselberg, Adina Genn, Joe Collard. These are guys who go out and find stories that just I can't. It's amazing to me, some of the stories that are going on. Our upcoming edition has a story that will shock people.
And you're not going to tell us.
I can't, no. But I can tell you that some of the most recent shocking story was some of the dumping that was going on outside of
Roberto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the fact that C&D waste is being still trucked out here and being largely unregulated, with the DEC not responding, probably they don't have enough people, is another indication of some of the environmental issues that we face out here, from sewers, okay, to our water system and the dump.
Our water system is pretty good, though, Joe, isn't mm-hmm. it?
I think it is, and I think it must be protected. I think that's why infrastructure must be part of Suffolk County's future. just like sewers and water was a major part, a major reason why NASA continued to grow in the last century, the end of the last century.
By the way, the guy who really put the Suffolk Water Company together in modern times was Legrandi, mm-hmm. Mike Legrandi. He had a master's in city planning. And he was not your typical politician. In fact, he wasn't very polished. He was the kind of guy, you know, but he'd more likely to tell you to go to hell if he felt like mm-hmm. it, you know. And that didn't fly in politics. And he was the county executive for a short period of time, and then people didn't like that gruffness. But he was so good at what he did, and it's a shame that. He didn't do it, but then he went to the water company, mm-hmm. and he saw. He says this thing is being run like somebody's, nepotism camp. And he went around saying to people, "What do you do? What do you do? What do you? You couldn't give me an answer. You were looking for a new job, and which mm-hmm. was unheard of in government agencies, you know." And he made that very efficient. He took all those little buildings that they had, sold them. It had one big, corporate office, and he had some. He kept a lot of the small ones too. But he says we had too much real estate. You didn't need that real estate. And then what are some of the other things? Oh, a laboratory. They were spending $10,000 a month on testing. He says I'll build my own laboratory. He built his own laboratory. And not only was he not spending the $10,000, he was getting money from all kinds of water companies who were using his. So it was a profit center.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a great leader, and I think I just wanted to make that comment.
Well, I think it's a great point because I think leadership is what is key to moving Long Island forward. We need leadership that isn't about nepotism and isn't about. Making your friends vote for you and richer and have jobs for life. If we are going to have real leadership here, nepotism is never going to completely go away.
You know, one of the hallmarks of good leadership is that you create a structure that's so strong that when you're not there, it continues.
That's correct.
You create this moral imperative that things have to be done in a certain way mm-hmm. because we're proud.
We're very
proud of what we built.
As we should be. I mean, Long Island can be and is, in many cases, a model for the rest of the country and perhaps, you could argue, the world. I wouldn't live anywhere else. They're going to have to drag me out of here to Florida when I retire, believe me. So I think that our future is tied to
I'm retired since 1999? I'm retired for all those years. I ain't leaving.
It's hard to tell, Ernie, I mean, with all the things that you do.
Well, I ain't about to stop. Well, I am about to stop when the time comes when they carry me out feet first, you know. But what's the point of stopping, you know? And of course, Long Island is what you say, something that's desirable.
It's magnificent.
And I like being here.
This weekend, I'll talk about my daughters again. I had both my daughters in for the weekend, and it was just wonderful. And they wanted to see a state park that they had never seen before. So I recommended Robert Moses State Park. And I'd never been there before. I usually, when I go to the ocean, go to Jones. And I took a little bit of an extra drive, and we went down to Robert Moses, and I saw this magnificent beach. And here is some place that I've lived here on Long Island. Both I grew up here and then I came back here. And I was never at this beach. And it
That's
is
amazing.
Wonderful.
My kids grew up on that beach. And then we bought a house in Fire Island, one of the communities.
Really?
We had a good house there for many, many years.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, Fire Island's incredible. Mm-hmm. And the light was amazing. And the ocean was perfect. And other than a handful of black flies. We had a great time. Our tourism.
Those are biters, baby.
They are. They hurt. I've noticed that some of the SPF 30 seem to keep some of them away.
You know what happens, Joe? You got to be. This is a good information for everybody listening. If there's a north wind and it's a gentle north wind, it blows the black flies right onto the beach. But if there's any kind of sea breeze, you don't get them.
And it's that's hysterical because when the wind shifted from north to east, midday, the flies went away. So
exactly.
That holds up, okay?
So this is a little bit of trivia that you can take with you and use. Mm-hmm.
But there's just one example. If you think about how from sea to sea, there's maybe 14 miles in between, and we have a magnificent ocean front and a magnificent North Shore Gold Coast that looks out on a body of water that I personally love. Long Island
Great
Sound
sailing
is a
too.
Treasure of sailing, of fishing. Yeah. Of so.
I sponge off my sailboat friends. I mm-hmm. come in and I make them take me out on that.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
This this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. I'm talking to Joe Dowd. He's the editor of the Long Island Business News, and he's doing a great job, and I'm glad you could come in, Joe.
Thank you, Ernie.
This is 103.9 LI News Radio.